Okay.
Hi, Jim. As the record showed, all members of the Finance Committee are present. And get approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Got a motion and a second on the minutes. All in favor of approving the minutes as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? First order of business is done. Do we have any public comment? Hearing none. You're up, Joe.
Alrighty. Under purchases, the first one is with emergency management. It's a replacement vehicle, a new Ford 2015 Expedition. If there's any questions, Larry Ringerang. I think the old one's on its last leg. They're close.
2006, 105,000.
I like
any questions?
2006, 105,000.
Go ahead.
Any questions?
Next several are with the IT department, and I'm going to have Timothy explain them.
The first one you see, the five routers, five equal to new routers, are just there's three purchases on here that are for the New World expansion, the IT part of that. This is the first one. It's additional routers that we need for the expansion. The second one is an employment direct placement agreement from Tech Systems, not to exceed $10,000. We have an available position, a security position, cybersecurity. And we're having a problem finding applicants to fill it. So what we're doing is we're doing a not-to-exceed. We're going to try with an agency to see if we can get somebody that they can provide us that we can hire. The not-to-exceed $10,000 is just if they find somebody and we decide to hire them, then we would be on the hook to pay them. But if we don't find anybody or don't hire them, we wouldn't be paying.
Is that because it's such a specialized position or we're not offering enough?
We did this last year, and the person that we got from the employment agency worked out, and we hired him, so it worked last time. I think they went through a couple rounds of advertisements, didn't get any applicants that met their needs. And
Is that person still with us?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
The third one, the VMware vSphere, is software for running the New World expansion servers. The fourth one, Event Tracker Security Center. This is a new system we're putting in place to kind of help with security of the network. What it does is it takes logs from servers and equipment and everything and consolidates all of those logs together. And then what it does is it watches for anomalies. So if somebody, to give an example, if nobody's logging in as the administrator, but yet this thing flags and says, hey, you've had 6 attempted logins on the administrator account, it throws up a flag and we can start investigating it. So it tells us if something's askew or something's not active on the network. The next one, the Commvault software, is a yearly maintenance for our backup software. That's what we use, the Commvault system. And the additional firewalls, the last one is the last purchase for the New World. It's the firewalls for the New World system expansion.
Anybody got any questions?
I think I'd like to be in the firewall business.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that you're glad you have whenever there's viruses and things like that.
Yeah.
The highway department is replacing some carpeting, and there's a proposal to approve a bid. Go ahead, Mark.
Right now, we built our building in 2001. Our engineering department upstairs is carpeted. A lot of the high traffic areas and under the desks are starting to show quite a bit of wear, and we're just trying to keep the building up. And I put it in my budget last year. We've been having our office staff move stuff around, and with all the snow last year, we didn't get around to being able to do it, so we've got it in this year. We took quotes on it, and we're ready to redo the carpet.
I noticed that there's two bids for it, but I thought that we went out for more than that.
We went out for bids.
It was advertised and everything, like all of our other jobs, and that's the only two.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
Next purchase is actually, it's been approved already. It was for the cleanup of the old county lab. This is a final reconciliation. There was some quantity-based pricing in there, and so we're bringing back the final price for approval.
Is this the final cleanup? Is this going to take care of all of it?
It takes care of all the stuff that had to be handled, with within regulation. I don't know what's left in there. There's probably still some old furniture and things
That. That's not a problem. Okay.
This is for the chemicals, like.
Yeah, it was all the chemicals and things like that.
What's going to go into that space, Joe?
Right now, nothing. We're going to hang on to it and figure out what to use it for. There's, I'm sure people around here would like to grab that space, but we don't have an opportunity, you know, too often to have vacant space like this, so we put a little thought into it before we recommend anything. The Sheriff's Department, they have their maintenance renewal for their fingerprint machine. Sheriff Likens here, if there's any questions.
Any questions, anyone?
So this is just the renewal on what we already have?
Correct. It's a maintenance agreement renewal.
How long have we had that?
That I'm not sure. Okay. It's got to the point where the maintenance contract has to be renewed every year.
Got it. So I was going to say, I don't remember ever seeing this before.
Yeah. We got the maintenance renewal, and I got it.
We have.
It seems like we did replace that machine in the last few years, but okay. I'm not certain on that. We could find out.
Yeah, that's right. I just didn't remember.
It's used so much that we have to keep it in this country.
Yeah, of course.
2 years ago? Yeah, it may have been as recent as 2 years ago when we bought a new machine.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Sure.
And then last, with the Treasurer's Department, they have their bid for the printing and the mailing of the delinquent property tax notices for the tax sale. If there's any questions, we have folks here from the Treasurer's Office.
Is that about the same as last year?
Yeah. Okay. Except this year we're going to be saving more money on postage.
Because?
We're going to be bundling. With the help of John McGuire in the State's Attorney's Office, he's allowed us to bundle some certified shredder.
Oh, okay. Great.
Any other questions?
And those are the purchases.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Kelly?
Aye.
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 Moving on to resolutions, the coroner is requesting to purchase two new vehicles, replacing two existing vehicles. Both were in the budget. One was a capital outlay in the general fund, and the other one was a special revenue fund that the coroner's office has. And the coroner is here if there's any questions.
You said special revenue fund. What does that derive from?
There's a coroner's fee fund that collects money for equipment replacement.
Got it.
And it collects a little bit of money, you know, not sufficient to buy two vehicles, but they've accumulated enough where, you know, the original request was two from the general fund, and we asked them to purchase one from the equipment fund, and they agreed.
Any other questions?
Yes. Okay. And where's the other one coming out?
The first one's the general fund capital outlay budget.
Okay. Any other questions?
Next here with facilities management, both are chiller replacements, one at the detention home and the other one at the Woodruff facility. Kurt, would you explain?
I think the detention home chiller is around over 30 years old. One at the Woodruff facility is, I think it's around almost 50 years old, so it's time to do some replacements. We've had some major problems with both, compressor problems and replacements, so it's time to update our cooling. This will also have energy savings with it, too.
Okay.
I actually have a question on that.
Yeah.
And this kind of went to our earlier meeting. When we go out to bid, we give them the requirements. I mean, how do you have for a chiller, there's not a huge difference between the $39,000 and $47,000. I mean, there still is. Mm-hmm. But then you see the huge difference between the second one for the Wood River facility.
I did open it up a little bit and wasn't completely brand specific. The first two are quoting York crane chillers. The third one is quoting the Carrier. So the equipment costs did some variable there.
But they were given the same, all three companies are given the same bid, and they just choose to use one manufacturer versus another.
Right.
Usually when we see great differences we look at to make sure they didn't make any mistakes or errors. Or this happens a lot with the highway department more than buildings, but sometimes you discover them too, and you try to get that straightened out before you award the contract. And then with the Sheriff's Department, we are replacing the x-ray machine at the courthouse. It's the court security budget is paying for that. And then also their FY15 budget has replacement vehicles, and they are purchasing 10 new 2015 Utility Police Interceptor replacement vehicles. And these are actually the squad cars, not the SUVs. I actually had a question already this morning. I think it's a new kind of vehicle that Ford's producing.
Did you skip a couple?
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I'll go back to that.
Okay.
Any questions?
This is the ones on the bottom there for the sheriff.
But yes.
Any questions of the sheriff?
Yeah, on the metal detector, we only have the one, right? So this is a complete
replacement. No, there's one at the CJC as well.
Oh, right.
And it, again, it's, that is equipment that is used constantly, so it's reached its lifespan.
Got it.
And that.
So on...
Can I ask, go ahead, Joe.
So on the the all-wheel drive vehicles, how many of those do we have now? Like,
You know what? I can't answer that specifically. Probably my guess is in the range of 10 to maybe 12. But I think they're, I personally think it's essential for, I mean, obviously the winter that we had last year was kind of a telltale that we ended up with a bunch of snow. It's a little bit larger vehicle, so that if a deputy's in a crash, with all the equipment that's in the interior of these vehicles now, you know, with the space is becoming more limited, and then with the equipment that they have to carry, it's not like the old days where you just throw a bag in the back in the trunk of a police car and go to work.
I think the Crown Vicks were phased out 2 years ago. They quit offering them, and I think that's when the switchover took place.
Well, we had some Chevrolets we were getting, I was thinking. And didn't we the last batch, didn't we order SUVs?
They were the same,
yeah. Yeah, they're the same vehicle.
Theirs like a police utility vehicle, or else
it's all-wheel drive.
Yeah, or else the standard type car. And I think the last batch, they went mainly with
the SUV.
So we're kind of going to have three different types of
those Chevys, I think, were the detective cars.
Until we get rid of some.
They weren't the first cruisers.
These are all state contract guys, too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
This doesn't include equipment or anything. This is just the vehicle.
Correct.
Any other questions?
And then backtracking, the Planning and Development Department has a bid for curbside recycling bins. This is something we provide our residents of Madison County. It's been going on for several years. Leah's here if there's any questions about the program or the bid.
Leah, really quick. So, am I wrong that this is cheaper than the last go?
No, it's actually $1 higher because the plastics commodity went up, and it's been 5 years since we put this out because we have a 36-month open option because the plastics market fluctuates just like metals. So it's best for us to do a 36-year open option on it. And a lot of the plastic companies have gone to parent companies in Canada, so there's only about 3 major plastic companies in North America.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Is that all, Joe?
Yes.
You got a motion?
I move.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Fee resolutions.
Last month, I brought to the committee the results of our fee study that was done by Fiscal Choice from the Chicago area that started last summer, and the Sheriff's Department, the County Clerk, and the Recorder's Office were all studied, and they produced a report. Just to refresh everybody's memory, the statute says that fees may be set based on the costs of providing the service, so that's essentially what was done. So we have prepared resolutions increasing the fees for certain services, not all the services, and I've provided a list in the packet to to the committee showing those recommended increases. One thing that I've done since the last Finance Committee meeting is I've sat down with each department and gone over these, and there was some tweaking that took place for various reasons. But these are the fees that were recommended to the Finance Committee.
How did they come up with the cost study on all of these, though? This is based on what?
Labor, cost, overhead. They actually go in. It's an accounting procedure. They sat down with each department. They interviewed them. They gathered information, and then they put it into a spreadsheet, and they costed out the cost of providing services. For example, in the Sheriff's Department, what does it cost us to serve a warrant and bring someone in and book them? You know, there's a fee for that. Okay. And so they went ahead and provided a cost. And so most of these fees haven't been increased for ages. So it's just a matter of getting them up to date.
So, so a question then, taking bond on a process.
Right.
What, if cost study was it cost $65 and some change, and we're proposing 25, is it because we never did it before?
No, I mean, this is the explanation. This is something that came out of my meetings with the departments. What taking bond on process is, someone gets arrested, and unless it's a serious crime, they can pay a $100 bond and get out of jail. Well, it takes us approximately an hour of personnel in the Sheriff's Department to go through all the paperwork, checking, you know, make sure this person doesn't have warrants in other areas and things like that. So we're creating a fee for that cost. The cost is $65. The problem that we want to avoid is most of these minor offenses, the option is for the person to post bond for $100, which they would get back, or it would be rolled in as part of a conviction or something like that, or to sit until they go before a judge. So they would spend a night or two nights or three nights in jail, then they're released on their own recognizance without posting the bond. We were concerned that if we charged $65, that they would choose to sit in jail rather than pay the $25 to get out. So we
then we have additional expenses. Got it.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
And
I checked them. Way of looking at it, but that's what it works.
We checked around the state with some comparable counties, and they kind of see it the same way. But on felonies and more serious crimes and things like that, it'll be $65 because chances are that that bond will be set at a much higher level, and we'll have the ability to collect.
The collection process for that?
So on that particular fee, that's only, let me get these straight here. That that's paid with the posting of the bonds. So when they post their $100 bond, they're actually paying $125.
Okay.
There's another fee that's assessed upon conviction that would be collected by the circuit clerk.
Okay. That's it.
So on a felony, it would be $165?
Yes, if it's set at $100, but chances are that person will have to go before the judge, and it'll be higher. But they will have to pay the $65. That was our, you know, cost to process them out. Mm-hmm. Just it's a user fee, just in the wrong way for the person in jail. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
What is juret? Or juret?
It's a verification of notary, that person's a notary public.
Two to 14.
Okay. Any other questions?
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah.
I just see some of these fees have gone up in large excess amounts. I assume where will this revenue go? Does it go to each department? And this is a lot for our taxpayers to.
Well, we explained last month. First of all, these are user fees. So we've got, and I've got the chart here. A big portion of county government is funded by fees rather than property taxes.
Okay.
In the last audit, we had 28% of county government was funded by charges for services, 30% in property taxes. So the pie, we try to keep as large as possible by user fees. Most of these fees go into the general fund. They don't go to the departments. They go into to fund all of the county's activities. There's a couple. The automation fees are specialized fees that pay for updating automation in the departments. But it goes into the general fund. It's not money. It's given back to the departments to operate. They're still subject to the regular budgeting process by the county board.
On this one for, well, serving a warrant, there was no fee before, and now there's an $84 fee. When would you actually collect that fee?
So that is, the statute specifically says that that's upon conviction.
Okay.
So if we go out and haul somebody in, eventually they're going to go before a judge, and they're either going to be convicted or not convicted.
Okay.
If they're convicted, they pay the fee. If they're not, they don't pay the fee. That would get collected when the judge assesses the fines and fees and things like that. The circuit clerk collects that fee.
That jukebox tax, countywide.
It's only in the unincorporated area, and we may have had two of them. You know, it's just an outdated thing, you know, for the most part. Bars and taverns.
I don't even know what a jukebox is, Larry. Is that like an iPod?
It's similar to an iPod. I was going to ask the same question. I won't show my age.
I did change that. It used to be called coin-operated jukebox, and I changed it to money because you put credit cards in those things these days, you know. So
I literally just dial up my phone. You can play a song from your phone into the jukebox. Now.
But this money operated electronic machine, that'd be every ATM.
No. That would be any type of, you know, pinball machine, video machine, okay, things like that. So these are, you know, the bars and taverns and places.
But those
like that
all went down. Place. Those are all being decreased.
They actually are being decreased, right, because what we found in the cost study is that it just doesn't take that much labor to issue those licenses, and we were charging $50 on them. So
the same thing on the delinquent tax report is not as much work need to be done?
Yeah, okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Aye.
Aye. Anything else?
That's all for now.
Kelly's busy making fun of us old people.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have the motel tax reconciliation report for September, October, November 2014. Total amount collected was $1,696.96. There was a 5% administration fee withheld of $84.85. The total amount distributed was $1,612.11. This was split evenly between the Great Alton Twin Rivers Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Southwestern Illinois Tourism and Convention Bureau. And that amount distributed evenly was $806.06. I move for your approval.
You have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Either way.
Any questions,
I'll
Rick?
Aye.
Jamie?
Aye.
And
Larry? Moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have two refunds today, one from the Unrestricted Probation Revenue Fund payable in the amount of $1,075 to the Madison County Circuit Clerk. These funds were deposited into the probation fees but should have been deposited for the court services. One more. We have a check. We have checks issued from the Unrestricted Health Department Revenue Fund payable in the amount of $43. These checks are due to overpayments of clinic fees. I move for your approval on the refunds.
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
And I have for your approval, Mr. Chairman, the summary report of claims and transfers for December 2014. I move for your approval on that.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second.
Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Aye. We've got any appropriation resolutions?
Not today, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have.
Very good. Safety and risk.
We have our quarterly report. The first one is the workforce claims over $5,000 paid by risk management is the first report.
It's raining.
And the second report that's in front of you is the open liability claims. We have closed 8 in the last quarter of the professional liability claims. We have 25 pending. We have closed 2 of the general liability claims with 2 pending. And we have closed 1 of the auto claims with 8 pending. Total open reserves at this time is $659,290.85.
Any questions?
Also, you should have in front of you a resolution that I'm requesting your approval on for authorization of payment of a workers' compensation medical bill in the amount of $48,416.40. This is a surgery bill that originally came in at $117,706. Under the medical fee schedule with the workers' compensation division here in the state of Illinois, we were able to reduce that to $69,289.60, bringing the total bill down to $48,416.40. And this was due to a surgery.
Any questions, anyone? Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Don.
Second.
Second by Kelly.
I do have one other resolution that I we need to go into that executive session.
Okay, very good. Any questions on the resolution? Hearing none, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
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 Okay, very good. Joe, do you have anything else? Rick, do you have anything else? We need a motion to go into executive session to pursuant to 5 ILCS 120 entitled the Illinois Open Meeting Acts, Section 2C, Paragraph 11 and 12 to discuss pending litigation.
So moved.
Second. Second. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And
aye.
Aye.
We're in the executive session.